Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right. It is my favorite power hour. We're back and live and on the air. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight we're talking about what is the basic setup of a home studio recording. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Lord, thank you for letting us come together once again to express our thoughts collectively as a community. As we express ourselves, Lord, we ask that we, everyone, do it respectfully in light of you, knowing that you are the one that gave us the gift and understanding that without you, nothing exists. So, Lord, we pray. Let's pray today for a better tomorrow, for time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this some thought for the day we live. Tomorrow's not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that's tuned in, locked and loaded to the program. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about what is the basic setup of a home recording. And I could say this. There's many reasons why people would create a studio today. I mean, some people do it for the music. Some do it for voiceover. Some do it for podcasting, like such as what we do here, what the program does. And, there's many benefits that comes from this by having your own. The biggest one is a financial mean. By having your own program, your own studio, you're able to cut down on production costs and outsourcing. That's one of the statements tonight. Let's get into it. We're going to bring in 414-213. State your name, where you're calling in.
What's going on? How you doing? It's Dollar K Bags from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Talked to you earlier. You reached out to me, man. I'm on this road, on my way to Cali, man. Most definitely. Call in and give some insight to you guys.
Dollar Paperboy Bags, what's happening, man? I understand that you're on tour, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Tell us about how that's going on, man. Well, before we get in, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, just basically just living on my dreams, man. Working, man. I've been going state to state, man. Just doing this music, doing videos, and just doing features, and, writing songs for people. Just been working, man. Just been trying to stay above ground, man, giving God all the glory, man, because without him, man, I wouldn't be doing none of this. So he gave me the talents, man, and I'm just using them.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Just by the way, man, I'm just letting you guys know that I am a Christian that does hip-hop, not trying to influence you or force you. To my way of thinking. I'm trying to influence you, not trying to force you. Okay. Let's get
right,
ready.
Right.
Anyway, just to let you guys know, this is Dollar Paperboy Bags. He's out there doing his thing, guys, and I just want to say to you guys, he knows about the recording studio setup. And I want to get your thoughts on tonight's topic. What is the basic setup of a home recording studio? What's your thoughts?
Basically, your first key component is to have a computer with good RAM on it. You got to have a computer with good RAM because no matter what recording program you're going to be using, you're going to need something with at least 6 gigs of RAM. At least that's the bare minimum, you know, just to even get it started running, you know. You can go to Walmart, get a computer. Most people, best computer to have is a Mac, but, we talking about people on a budget right now. So you can go get a PC. You can add gigs of RAM to your computer, but you basically want to get a nice computer, you know, with like 5 gigs, 6 gigs of RAM, and then that's just beginning. It's just getting the computers to begin it. And then you can go to every city. I'm from Milwaukee. We got guitar centers. Every city got a guitar center. You go into the guitar center, and they have it's crazy because I just bought my own studio maybe last. I think it was the year before last or last year, because I got tired of, you know, going to the studio paying $50 an hour, $30 an hour. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take that money and use that money to buy my own. I know I still, to this day, I don't know how to mix, but I still do my own recording, and then I take it, put it on a hard drive, external hard drive, but then I take it to an engineer, and it's cheaper just to take your music with your vocals on it to go get it mixed, or to go, like you said, voiceovers, you can still go get that stuff mixed. But back to what you need, they got the Guitar Center. I own Pro Tools Express. See, they got Pro Tools 9, Pro Tools 10, and Pro Tools Express. They stopped selling Pro Tools 9, but you can still get Pro Tools 10. And that whole setup right there, just the Pro Tools, the program, the iLock, you plug that into your computer, the iLock, all that is about $600. So you can get, like, all this is under $1,000. You can be running a studio that sounds like you running something that's worth $10,000, $15,000, $30,000. You just take your Pro Tools, you hook everything up, and I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not no engineer, and I just hooked everything up. I just read the manuals, plugged everything in. Now with this package I'm telling you about, it costs $600. It comes with a mic, so you don't have to go look for a mic. It comes with a mic. Comes with a mic bag. Comes with your inbox, because you're going to need an inbox. An inbox is something that you plug your mic into to plug into the computer. It's like an amplifier and does everything else. Don't give me the line. I really don't know what everything does, but like I said, it's a basic setup for somebody just a beginner. You plug that in, and basically it comes with everything. You need headphones. It comes with everything, so you don't have to search and go look for everything. Everything comes in one box for $600, but you do have to buy extra stuff like your mic stand, your pop filter that goes in front of the mic. Like when you're rapping, you want to, you know, have a pop filter in front of the mic. You got the pop filter. That's this mic stand will maybe be about another $100. The pop filter is about $20, and man, you ready to go?
Wow,
basically ready to go after that,
brother. You gave us a mouthful.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy because it's a basic setup, like, and it's easy. Like, it's crazy because it's a hidden secret that a lot of people don't know nothing about, you know, because a lot of my stuff that I'm pulling out, that I'm doing right now, like, I drop a lot of music, and the stuff that I'm doing right now, I done put out from my own home, and I just went to go get it mixed down, and people don't know that. Some people might think I went to Patchwork down in Atlanta, because I've been to Patchwork, and I've been to Platinum Sounds and all those other studios down in Atlanta and South Georgia and Florida. I've been all of those places, but some people might think I'm still going down there, but I'm actually doing it from my house and just take it to different studios, or I didn't even send some of my songs through email. That's all you got to do. That's another thing. Once people get done doing their music, they make a compressed folder. Now, if you get your sessions, after you get done rapping, doing your sessions or whatever, you get a compressed folder, and then you can send it through either Google Drive, or you can send it through SendSpace. You can send your whole session to an engineer. They can mix it down without you even leaving your house. They can send it right back to you and have your whole song mixed down and have you with sound effects and everything. So, yes.
Okay. Let me bring in. Let me bring in Raw Dog. Raw Dog.
Yeah.
I know you were sitting back and saying, whoa, man, this dude, he landed out there. I know you had
But he told
to
the truth.
Go ahead, sir.
You know, but you know what? See, now, he what he said was investing in himself rather than taking and paying someone in a studio, he could then do more for less.
Right.
You know,
and
he
could
create
it
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I agree. And then, you know, and then he also said what he touched notes on. He said, hey, man, I'm not good. You know, I know I'm not good at the mix down and all that stuff, but I could take it, capture my voice, do whatever I got to do, and then take it to the studio and get all the kinks out of it, pretty much. So,
oh, yeah.
What an awesome.
Yeah, that's why he is succeeding, is because he went with and didn't have his own studio, and he realized that, you know, he could do the same thing but be in more control of it.
Yes,
intelligence
sir.
Makes success in this business, and I got to say, he told it like it was. He figured out what he needed to do so that he could keep on doing. You know, when you go to studios, you're scheduled. You're pushed for time. You know, it's something might have went wrong. You know, on the way to the studio, you get a wrong phone call. Your mind changes. Well, by him being in control, he could just sit back and do things that, you know, other people dream about doing.
Yes,
and I
have
pat him on the back for that, because you see, the intelligence and the growth. By seeing, he put a formula together where, whoa, wait a minute, you know, I need to be closer. I need more time for my creativity. And if I want to do it again, I can judge and do it again. You know, and
yep.
When you're paying people, wow, man, it's cheaper to
That's
do
exactly
what he did.
And that's exactly what happened. And another thing that helped me out is being able to, like you said, get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, man. It's funny. I always tell people this all the time, man. Sometimes I get up and record in my boxes, man. I get out the bed and go record in my boxes, man, because I can do it, you know. And it's different that when you have it at home, like you might do a song and you might not like the way it came out. You can always go back and perfect it, you know. And I feel like since I got my own studio, I perfected my craft. You can know how to get more comfortable on a mic versus going to spend $50 an hour. And especially if you're a beginner, you get out there, you're like, man, I don't like how that sounds, but I just spent $50, so I'm just going to put it out anyway. It's like a lot of people putting out a lot of music that's premature, that's not really perfected. It's not really mixed down. It's not really the way that they want to do it. They might miss a couple ad-libs, or they might miss a couple key points in the song that they wanted to get out, but they rushing it because they don't want to go back in there and spend that money to go redo it again. So it's the
That's
best
right.
thing to go get your own. It's the best thing to go get your own, so you can perfect your own things. You can go back in and redo this and take that out if you don't like it. But it has been nothing but been a blessing for me when I got my own studio.
Exactly.
And I'm a nobody, you know. I just like doing music. You know, I haven't went to school for this. And another thing is, I had to cut you guys off. This might be a whole other show, but I just bought my own camera and I shoot my own videos. I don't know if you can go to my Facebook, my YouTube, but I've been shooting my own videos for the past 6 months. I just shot like 10, 12 videos, and they're all professional. I bought my own laptop, and I can show, I can give everybody secrets on how to get your own film production line too. So we can
well,
let
now,
you
now,
get into that.
We definitely want you to stay on deck, because that will be something that we will probably be touching bases on. Hold on, Raw Dog. Let's bring in 312-493. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hey, I'm C-Pain from Chicago.
This is who?
C-Pain from Chicago.
C-Pain, what's happening, brother?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, man?
My thoughts on tonight's topic is about the home studio. I think it's great. Actually, I don't have one, but I do work for a major record label, and some benefits that I have seen to being able to basically just control your space is, of course, the ability to save on costs. And like you said, your previous caller said, you're able to point in on your craft and make all the changes that you need to make without having to incur an expensive bill, and then you can actually send everything out to be mixed and mastered. So that's one of the best things. And it's ultimately, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. If you invest in yourself and you're actually serious about what you're doing, your investment will pay off for itself in the long
run. Poetic. Let me jump in on top of that. I can give you an equation that, you know, most of the young people will understand. It's like wherever you want to go and you use a taxi. So that taxi is taking you where you want to go. And you're paying the cost, but you can't stop everywhere you might decide you want to go because it's going to get expensive riding in that taxi. So you take that money instead and you buy your own vehicle. And your own vehicle, then you have a choice of going. You can turn left, you can turn right. You know, you can take your time. And the cost is going to be cheaper to be the owner and the driver in that vehicle. So when you talk about a home studio versus going out and paying for a session in a studio, the cost, you're going to benefit over the period of time that, you know, that you stay in and trying to do the musical side, whether you're rapping, singing, what have you. It's not going to happen overnight. So you in a career generally, so for the time period that you stay in it, which might be 10 years, you've gained so much back by investing and having your own than you would have gone, let's say, once a month for a session in a studio for over 10 years. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Let me tell you something. I got to say, like, that analogy that you just gave, man, what an intelligent analogy. Literally, like a taxi. Instead of you using a taxi to get your own car and turn left, turn right whenever you want to. And I got to be honest with you. That was a great analogy. Great analogy.
Well, that's what made me build mine.
All right, C Payne, what's your thoughts, man?
On there. Great analogy. It's the truth. I've seen studio bills working on the professional side. I see the studio bills can be as little as $75 all the way to, for just one day, one record, all the way to $75,000 for an entire album. So when you have your own, you're able to do, and it's a lot cheaper. And you actually are able to learn a lot of tools. I learned so much just being in the studio behind the scenes. So definitely investing in yourself is definitely, I think, the best route to go.
And Dollar Paperboard Bags, what's your thought?
My thought is that's most definitely, he hit a key point, man. He hit a thumbtack with a sledgehammer, basically. You know, he really, you know, put the hit the hammer right on the head. You know, that's just basically what you need to do is invest in yourself. Because, you know, that's what this whole game is about. Anytime you do anything with this business, it's 10% talent and 90% business, you know. And business come first. You got to most definitely put money into yourself because money makes money. No money ain't going to make no extra money, so you got to put money into yourself. Most definitely.
You know, it's funny how often that is echoed over the show about the business being 10% talent and 90% business. And you're right, man. I'll be honest with you. See, you right now, you're on a tour. There's a reason why you're on this tour, because for some reason it added up in your head at one point in time that this is a business. And the average wannabe artist that gets out there and say, I want to be this, they just want to be, and they never learn anything about the business.
That's true.
Like Dollar Paperboard Bag said that he took a investment. Dollar Paperboard Bag, put your phone on mute till I come back to you. I'm just letting you know because I know you're on that bus doing your thing. But Dollar Paperboy Bag said that, you know, he had to make an investment in his own thing. And now he just recently made an investment in some camera material so he could do his own video. This stuff is readily available for us today, which is an awesome thing that gives us the power of these tools in front of us. And the things that we don't have, just take it to the professionals that can do the other part for us. But at least it makes up the difference on a financial scale in cutting back, because we are, don't get me wrong, in reality, a lot of people don't want to face it, but we are living within a recession where times are a little tougher for things. So you have to start to actually cut back and do some of the things that you're able to do in the skin and acquire skills that you have to acquire. Now, that's what I'm going to next, by having your home
studio. I got a question for you, Poetic.
Go for it.
Do the gentleman on the panel recommend, now, he mentioned Guitar Center, and, I live in Guitar Center. So what about the used equipment? Because there's a lot of used interfaces and microphones and what have you for those that can't go to Guitar Center. They're going to have to go there for the program, the recording program. But do they, used can also be a stepping stone to get started. You know, pawn shops have, inboxes and what have you that are used. Do they recommend doing that if the budget won't allow them to walk into Guitar Center?
Well, basically, I was looking at used cameras too. Like, I was looking at used cameras, and the guy told me, like, they got actuations on the camera. They, just like a car got miles, it's electronic. It's an expiration date on it. I personally, for a temporary use, you could do that, but you don't know what other people have did. With, people have dropped drinks in it or have it around a lot of moisture. You know, electronics like good around moisture. You don't know what nobody else has done. So you basically want to have something brand new. And all that stuff, like I just told you, that whole setup, it comes inside of a box, so all that stuff is not separate. Your program, your mic, your headphones, all that is, everything is in one, your inbox, everything is in one thing. So you just got to spend about $500, $600, you got to just spend that. So sometimes even if you have to save up, you have to stop doing your craft for a minute, just start writing. Some people write, just start writing, and then save your checks up, and then be like, I'm going to go get it. It's just like buying a car. Like, he went into buying a car. You can go get a little hoopty, a little chopper, but it's not going to last you through the whole winter. You might have to spend $300 instead of spending that $1,000, $1,200 for something that's going to run good. You're going to spend $200, $300 for something that's going to blow up on you in the next couple weeks. So I feel like you're better off just saving your money and going to get what you really need, something brand new. Especially
with electronics. Well, the only reason I ask that is that your stuff matches. Your the inbox matches the Pro Tools program. You know, when you go buy something used, such as an interface and what have you, some interfaces don't match other recording programs. And so by buying it as a unit, everything matches. And I agree with you. Buying new, it's a sacrifice. And used is what you get is what you get. And so getting something new, you at least get a warranty. And I suggest that everyone that purchases that type of equipment get a warranty, because nothing's perfect, and you might buy the one that might need servicing. So, and they offer those things, and just for a few dollars more, to be safe, they come invaluable. Warranties are something on the equipment that things go wrong, I'll say Guitar Center, because I had a MIDI cord go out, and it was a lifetime cord. All I had to do is walk with it in my hand back to Guitar Center, and they handed me a new one. And it's over 3 years old. So I didn't have to show a receipt. So that one of the basic points is you want service if something goes wrong, and they can help you because that's what they're there for, you know. And thanks for the truth, because I wanted somebody to say, no, man, used is not the way to go. And I was hoping I didn't open the door and it went the wrong way. Because I don't like saying, oh, God, the horror story that I can think of that might happen. Thank you. I appreciate the truth.
Yeah, man,
I'm
having
a question, guys. We are in the digital age now. Okay, and like you guys said, you know, you could buy a computer with a few basic equipment. But the question is, remember the mixers, the big mixing boards, make the studio look awesome, but are they necessary today? Mixing consoles.
Who wants to step into the light?
The equipment is only as good as its user. You can have all the big fancy buttons, but if you don't know how to use them or you're not using them, what good are they? Plain and simple.
Whoa.
I've seen some of the most gorgeous studios, and they produce some of the worst products. I've heard some pretty good stuff come out of JoJo's basement, and it sounds amazing. Yes, that's about what you're saying.
Yeah, that's most definitely true. It's all about the engineering. That's most definitely true, you know. Because a lot of people don't mix it off pretty good, you know, when you know how to use it. My engineer bought a whole brand new board, so they're still using them. They're still pretty good, but you gotta know what you're doing.
Right on.
Well, you know, I guess my input is this. When you buy it new, the manuals generally come with it. Read the manuals. It's the word magic does not apply. Skill is what applies in recording and engineering your equipment. When we say engineering your equipment, literally that's what you're doing. You're priming it. Yeah, you know, you're leaning it out. You're sending it, and you know you're adding to it. So you know with that, you know you need to know what you're doing, not just magic. Turn the knob and whoa, you know what you're doing, because that little knowledge can change the quality of everything that you've recorded. It can take it bad, or it can enhance it and make it as rich and as full and as breathtaking as you want the people to feel in what you're doing.
I thought all of what y'all just said was important, so I didn't interrupt. But I still, my question still stands, is the audio, the console necessary for mixing down, being that it's in a digital, we have a digital mix station now where you can mix on the computer.
Well,
do you need to buy that board?
But see, that's the...
Say that again?
That's still the mixer. You can have an external, or you can use the internal. But just as one gentleman said, he said that knowledge is what's necessary to use either the outboard or the inboard. Pro Tools comes with the mixer with the program, so you don't need the external. But the external is when you start to get better and better and better and better. And it's a little time exhausting to do it in the program. But, hey, guess what? If it's your home studio, you got time.
But isn't that analog?
No. Well, now, see, they're all hooked up digitally. It's just hard.
Yeah, they're all digital. Yeah, they're all digital. All of them are digital. They got some old analog ones, but those ones, they are digital. Have you ever seen the mixing board that the buttons move by themselves? That's a digital board.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Like,
yeah,
those are digital boards. They have digital boards. Like, me personally, I feel like the digital board, it does have a more crispy sound to it to me. Like, it's more hands-on because even with internal mixing board, you need plug-ins. You got to buy those extra plug-ins versus when you got your digital board, you can just mix it down the way you want to mix it down versus you can use both of them. But I like the external one, you know, the big board.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. There's two kinds of external boards. One is a manual adjusting, and the other is a motorized program adjusting. It's the same as the internal automation. When he's talking about the sliders are moving up and down, and whichever way that you have them programmed to do, that's automation. Now, automation can be taken with a pencil in the program, and you can draw the volume and what have you, and, you know, you can input that with the mouse. But the external, by doing the sliders in the different channel points, and you can get the mixers from 8 channels to 16, the big boards, 32, 64, you know, and the more that you spend, the difference in the boards. You're going to get the manual boards that will read your adjustments and put it within the computer program, and that is a little bit more tedious, but I've seen it done, and I've seen people do it very well. I've seen the hand drawn, which then automates and what have you, the levels without the external board. And some can do that very well. Then I've seen the upper priced motorized automation read mixers. And, you know, it depends upon your skills. They do very, very well. But, you know, it's just, it's one of those things of your intent, your passion, your intelligence, and, you know, how deep you're going to go with what you have.
All right. Raw Dog, I know you're laying it down, but you know what time it is. We're going to go to a brief break. We'll come right back in just a second. So y'all stay tuned. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. What is the basic setup of a home studio recording? I have on deck with me Dollar Paper Boy Bags and C-Pain. They are, you can tell that these guys are very experienced in studio and in recording. And you definitely got Raw Dog. I'm telling you, you can't get information like this nowhere on the net. And right now, these boys are laying it down. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, I didn't want to sit there and bore you guys with a whole bunch of commercials. So I just wanted to let you guys know, just go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and upload your music today. Let's connect and let's get that music out there and let's work together supporting this music and getting it out to the masses. Right now, we got Dollar Paperboy Bags and C-Pain on deck. Raw Dog, before we went to the break, I kind of interrupted you, but I'm going to let you finish your thoughts. You got the floor.
Well, you know what? Fairness, I want the other guys to give a lot. You know, I'm always here, you know. So, you know, the other guys, they've got a wealth of knowledge to give to artist, because you got Dollar Paperboy, Brown Bag, and, you know, he's out there, you know, and he, you know, you might want to go to him so that he can give more, you know, inspiration.
Let's go to C-Pain real quick, because he's getting ready to close out. And I think he said come back, but actually you can go to Dollar Paperboy Bags. He had to go, so because he just hit me up. Go ahead, Dollar Paperboy Bags. You got the floor.
Oh, yeah. What you guys want to insight on, basically?
Well, you made a statement about you do video, but you also...
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can get to the videos.
Okay, but I know Poetic's going to take us off of this, but I wanted to let the young fellas know. There was something that you said that I picked up on, and I don't know if everybody else did, but you said you bought a laptop and you're doing video. You're not mixing the two computers and what do for you.
Not at all.
See, because...
Not at all. You got to buy new stations.
Right. And see, the thing about it is videos are big files, and so are music. So you don't want the programs to conflict, and you want the space to be able to do the work, and nothing crosses over that might put a glitch that, you know, how computers do. So, you know, I just wanted to let them know that piece of information that you gave. And, you know, I think that was the one point that was a great point. So, the Poetic, turn it back over to him. You know, I want to hear more of his knowledge.
All right.
Most definitely.
Hey, guys, how about cables? You know, like you have to connect all this stuff together through your computer and stuff like that. Is there one type of cable to have for audio over another, so you won't be chasing down the phantom noises that come through the crackles, the pop, the intermittent connections, and stuff like that?
Most definitely. I want to put some insight too with not mixing the two programs together. I invested in a Passport. External hard drive. It has 1 terabyte. They got them about $70-$80 at Walmart. You can get you one of those. You might even find them cheaper. But every session I record, I bounce it right out, but then I put it straight to my external hard drive and I take it off my computer, so the computer can run smoothly. And that's just exactly what I do when I'm editing my videos. I take all the video files and put them right on the external hard drive. 1 terabyte, that's 1,000 gigabytes, you know, so you got so many gigabytes to work with, you know, so you need to save space, because you can actually blow your computer up. Just being, not being funny, but literally, you know, burn your hard drive on it, it'll be hot, it'll start running real hot, and you lose everything. So you got to be cautious, because you can lose everything in a minute, and you don't want to do that. So, like getting back to the camera, like, everything is cheap. You can be your own one-stop shop, less than $2,000. Like, I bought a TPI and bought that off the internet from Autorama for less than $435. That's a $600-$700 camera for the lens kit. Now, it's a crop sensor. It's not a full frame, but it's a crop sensor. It does the same thing as a full frame camera. And I was a dummy. Like, coming into buying my own studio and coming in to get a camera, I was a dummy. I didn't know nothing. But the best tool to learn stuff on is YouTube. They have tutorials on anything. They have tutorials on how to tie a shoe. They have tutorials on how to braid hair. They have tutorials on everything. So you can go on there and learn. I actually learned how to core. I learned how to edit my videos on there. I learned which camera was the best. And I'm going to save you guys a lot of heartache and pain and a lot of hours of going on there and trying to learn which camera to get. You can get you a T3i. I wouldn't get a Nikon because of the color balance and all that. You don't want to get into all that. But you get you a T3i, and you go to Autorama, you can get a refurbished one, because the refurbished one is just as good as a brand new one. I bought a refurbished one. It's been holding up. I just bought it maybe 6 months ago. been doing videos ever since. Get your camera, get a light from Amazon.com, get an extra light, get a mic, vlogs, interviews, and it's crazy, like, the stuff that you can do, thinking that you can't do, you know, thinking like, oh, man, it costs so much money to get a video done. Man, actually, what made me want to go get my own camera was a guy that I knew was going to do my video. He charged me $100 for my first video. I went back to him for a second video. He said, man, I want $350. I said, hold on, man, you just charged me $100. He said, yeah, I just get that so you can come do business with me. I said, you know what? I said, man, you know what? I'm not going to call you no more. That's when I looked into buying my own camera, and I bought my own camera, and I've been doing my own videos ever since. You can go on YouTube, go to Fast Money 414. You can look at the product. You can look and be like, wow, this looks good. Go on to, like I said, YouTube, Fast Money 414, and my Twitter is the same, and I got all the videos. I've been doing photo shoots. I do photo shoots for my family, so you actually can take that music and the entertainment, you can do it for, you can use that same tool for your family. My family don't need no photo shoots no more. Aunties, uncles, cousins, I don't charge them nothing for photo shoots. But they got a new baby, I go there, take the pictures, and, man, you can use this for your life. You know what I'm saying? This is just not for music. This can be an everyday tool for your life, so it's best to invest in yourself and stop thinking that you need people. You need to use people because you shouldn't be so dependent on people. You should be in this game. You should try your best to be a boss. Try your best to work as a boss and not a worker. If you think like a worker, you only going to make worker money. If you think like a boss, you got boss income coming in. It's on its way. You just got to have faith. Put your faith in God, and your boss thinking is going to inhabit. It's going to happen into yourself. You know, you're going to think like a boss, and you're going to be a boss, you know? So basically, that's how I just want to, you know, talk to the callers and let them know, like, man, you don't need nobody. You might have a little money, man, just save it. You might only have a little money saving, and you only need a little money to do big things. It's crazy. It's crazy because they're making this digital world for us. You know, all this digital stuff is for us. You know what I'm saying? For us to get better. A lot of this stuff wasn't ready available. 10, 12 years ago, we couldn't make our own videos. We had to go to these big-name people to go to these videos. This stuff wasn't available, these studios. We had to go to big studios and pay all this money. All this stuff is available for us now. Why are we not taking advantage of it? You know? We have to take advantage of it.
Well, boy, can I jump in here? He said something.
Of course you can, but I want to say this. You know why I didn't interrupt this guy? Because in reality, the energy that he exudes and the excitement that he lays out about owning his own material, not only owning the material, but making use of it and putting it to work. Love it. Go ahead, Rob.
But see, you know what? Here's the thing. Sacrifice. He sacrificed. You know, that's why he feels the way he did. You know, first of all, he believes in himself. He believes he can do. He has the desire that he wants to do. And, you know that old phrase, one monkey can't stop my show? Guess what? He got around that. One monkey can't stop his show. No is not a word that he has to even listen to from anyone else. He bought the camera. He can make his own videos. He got a yes there whenever he gets ready or whatever he wants it to be about. He wants to do recordings. He got a yes. Nobody can stop him any day, 24 hours a day, 365 a year. He's in control. But he made a sacrifice, and the rewarding part about it is those are the things that make you feel good about yourself. So when he has energy, you can see his chest pop out. But he the one thing he didn't say, man, that shit wasn't, oh, excuse me. He didn't say it was hard to come by. See, he's not telling you about his sacrifice. He's just telling you, man, I did it. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you need,
but
you
I
need
get enthusiastic over people
that you be using here, raw dog.
And I apologize. But, you know, I get enthused over people that tell you it ain't easy. But, hey, the sacrifice is what puts Swag in his character because he did it. So, hey, go on with your bad self.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on the thing. But you know, even though you said all what you said, I'm still not gonna let this question go by.
Okay.
So I gotta ask you guys, as far as the cables that connect this thing, because see, don't get me wrong, guys, I'm working on my studio, and these questions are very, very important, not only for me, but also for other people. So I want to know, if I go out and buy some cheap cables somewhere, would it have any effect as far as the phantom noises that come through, the crackling, the pop, the popping, the intermittent connections that often come with cables? Does it have to have a certain fiber optic? Is it a certain type of cable that I need to buy to make sure that I don't sound low budget once I record?
You know, I'm going to give you the equation about cheap toilet paper and expensive toilet paper. You get what you pay for. But like you said, Guitar Center, on the packages, it will tell you shielded. It will tell you instrument. It will tell you whether it is a USB shielded cable. But there's one thing that I got to give props to Guitar Center again. They sell lifetime cables that specifically will do the job that you're wanting to do. And if there's a problem, a short, a break, a bend, an accident, all you got to do is carry that cable back in, and they'll give you a new one, and you're back going up. In other words, you don't have to retrace yourself spending money. You know, that's the one deadly thing in creating your own studio. Cords short, you know. They'll short on you. And, you know, you're going to have interference by adding keyboards and all kinds of things. So you want shielded cables, you know. That's necessary, you know, not necessarily the ones that you would be performing on stage with a guitar or a bass, but you want shielded cables so that you don't pick up the signal, electronic, you know, interference, static, from another cable. Oh. And you want the power strips that are surge protected, because and you don't want a really inexpensive one. There are those that, you know, electricity carries what we would call nuances of sound. You know, you can plug something into your wall and you're going to hear a little hum through your TV set, depending on the ground, on the facility of where you're at. But if you get a power strip that's got all the necessary electronics in it, it will take out some of those interferences.
And how about a surge protector, guys? Is a surge protector necessary when you're running all that power equipment?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to have
it. Why do you say that?
For the simple fact, just say if you got a lightning storm or something, you want to destroy your equipment, just like a TV, when you got a TV hooked up. You got so much power running. Your power is so strong, you know. You might not think about it, but them inboxes and all that stuff, you running all that stuff together, it's a lot of power coming through there, you know. And it's just so happened you might get a power outage or something. That stuff could mess up, you know. Just like a friend of mine just gave me a pointer, and I didn't even know that this is instrumental. You have to not have your stuff hooked up to an outlet that's plugged up to a light switch. He said, because the power keeps jumping on and off. If you quickly turn it on power like with the light switch, you can tear up your electronics like that. He had a big screen TV. There's a big line between the middle of it. Now, the person at the electronics store was like, that you can't have a lot of electronics hooked up on those light switches. I don't know if you know what I mean, but you got the sockets with the light switch hooked up onto it. But most people put lights on those things, you know, like lamps. And you come in, turn your light switch on, and the lamp turns on. But they say you can't. You shouldn't hook up equipment to those. So whoever's hooking up equipment to those, you might want to switch it off.
Right. He's absolutely right. And
don't
most,
get me
and,
wrong. That was powerful. That was a golden nugget, man. Because really, most people just you wouldn't assume that. It's just one of those things you got to be experienced at knowing. Appreciate
well,
that.
And you
go
know
ahead,
what? In most of the manuals, it'll tell you that. But the problem is that. but no. There's little hazard. They got them on there, man. But the reason that you use a surge protector, that's the one warranty you'll find yourself having to buy and replace your equipment. So you know, the sacrifice to get it, and then it's gone. I mean, when your equipment goes out, it's like a baby. It's like a child. You'd be surprised the mood swings, especially if you're trying and you're into it. You actually fall in love with your equipment. You really, really do. It's like part of you. You know, it's like a gold chain around your neck. You're so proud of it. It's yours. You take a cloth and wipe it and clean it up. And yeah, man, because look here. Once you pay for it, and we're talking about the sacrifice for the equipment. You know, you would rather tell a girlfriend, hey, well, we just got to split up, than have someone destroy or misuse any of your equipment, because it's never the same. It's like a bad argument. You know, too many words and the wrong words, and you can never take them back, so the situation changes. You know, well, that's if your equipment comes up a little glitchy or what have you, it's like a sick child. You know, oh, what's wrong, baby? You know, I mean, I've gone through that. I've gone through it, you know, and when it comes back and it starts working right again, you're happy. Oh, okay, we're over that. But that's part of it, man. I mean, you know, there's passion to make these sacrifices. Don't get me wrong. You know, some people might do it to make money off of other people. And, oh, that's a business, and I can understand that. But when you're talking about a home studio, your own studio, don't call it home. Say your own studio, no matter what size it is. There is a passion in you to make that sacrifice, because that some people see as nothing to do with survival, life, rent, utilities, any of that kind of stuff. Because you're not going to see a dollar in the beginning off of it, you know, and some people may never see a dollar. But it's a pleasure. Now, I've never, you know, some people equate their studios to, like, dope. They got it. They're going to keep it. Don't mess with it. Don't abuse it. And, hey, that's just the way life is. They got to have it.
Yeah. So my next question for you is, now, on the back of your computer only has so many inputs for USB to connect all of these outside devices. And, you know, like your mixing board, your keyboard, your monitors and all of that stuff. What is it that I need to do as an adapter so I can get more stuff in there? And I'm going to ask that to you on paperboard bags at first.
Well, you could. They do have adapters to split USB, but And I heard once you split a USB, I think they're 3.0 speed. And I think once you split them, you only get down to like 1.0 speed or something like that. Like the speed is not as fast, so you're not going to want to split them because you're not going to be getting the full write speed. Like it's not like the music is not the music, but like the files are not going to be coming out as fast. Like you might be able to take a picture and put it on something else and, or something might, it's not going to come as fast as it's supposed to. So I don't know if you got three or four, like you might have some on the front or the back, but
technically called a patch bay or something like that? Are you guys familiar with
what?
No.
It's called a patch panel?
No.
No, it's not? Okay.
No.
Audio patch.
No.
Okay. What is that?
No, not speak, not, you know what?
What is
listen
an audio
like
patch
this
panel?
No. Listen to me.
Okay.
You were talking about the inputs and being allowed so many inputs on your computer.
Correct.
Well, okay. Now, I take it that your studio is getting bigger and bigger and bigger because the only way that you're going to overload, other than the interface and the microphone going into the interface into the computer, the only thing that you're going to have coming out of it are the monitors and what have you. You talk about the digital, the board, but see, the board is actually part of the interface. See, you know, the thing about it, that's two inputs, okay? You're only running music into your studio. You know, let's not try to be a digital graphics artist. You know, let's not go for this to be a multi-purpose computer because you're going to have conflicting programs and you're going to be taking up space. And, you know, see, I could blow your mind by telling you there's what they call an optical input. Now that you're starting to get up into a higher level of an interface. And then we're talking about the computer, does it have an optical in, which is a light pipe wire, fiber optic wire that goes in. And, you know, different computers have different inputs that they come with. Now, you know, I started with a PC, and just like you said, the RAM and what have you, PCs have a problem with latency. The more that they get in files, they start to slow down. Your music will slow down because the hard drive is getting fuller and fuller, and your RAM runs your hard drive. I gave up a PC and moved to Mac because I got deeper and deeper into it, and I realized I needed a workhorse. And so, the Mac came with the optical ins and outs and the 1395 FireWire, the 2.0 FireWire, and all of the little goodies so that I didn't have to think about having enough input. See, once you start to overload a computer, you have to start rethinking. You might need another computer. And I'm not trying to put the people down with the home studios and what have you, but that becomes a reality. Because what you're getting ready to do is it's not set up to be that big workhorse, okay? And that's where you need to take the analysis of, well, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to do just the vocals and having the musical track put in by another source that was created? Or are you trying to create the musical track and the vocal track? You know, there's where you start to get into inputs and other equipment to work in the studio with. Are you using keyboards? Are you using a sampler? Are you using, you know, different keyboards, more than one, multiple keyboards? And so then that's when you start to realize how deep of a load you're putting on the computer. Just like he said, you need RAM. RAM will make it run fast. Well, it'll keep it up to speed. The hard drive is running at it. You know, you're going to get a higher RPM hard drive. Try to get a 1 terabyte. I'm running 3 terabytes in my Mac because I didn't want any point of getting to the end and finding out, you know, hey, I have no more space. So it turns into, as the beginning studio PC will work. It will gain you the knowledge. It will get you where you're going to go. But now, see, here's something. You can ask Dalla, and the question is he going to go to a Mac? And is he going to upgrade his studio sometime in the future?
And Dalla, tell me about that.
Yes, sir.
When we come back from the break, I want to know that question.
Okay.
He said, are you going to upgrade your computer? Let's get into it. We'll be back in just a minute. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Just going to a brief commercial and we'll be
okay,
right back.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right. We're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. I just want to connect with you, all the artists that's out there inspiring, trying to get into this industry. I want you to upload your music right now. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. That's www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And let's connect. Before we went to the break, We've been talking about what is the basic setup of a home recording studio. And Raw Dog, you proposed the question. Go ahead and propose that question once again. You got the floor.
Well, I kind of already know the answer because the gentleman is very intelligent. My question was, are you ever going to upgrade your studios? Now, you said you gave them a beginning studio format that could be afforded. Are you planning on ever upgrading your studio?
I plan on upgrading the studio most definitely. I plan on getting a Mac, but the studio that I'm gonna keep, I'm actually gonna have two studios. I'm gonna have a studio had like a on site at a different building, and then I'm gonna have a studio at home. But I might just keep the PC that I got just to save a little money just to try to, but I'm most definitely going to be getting a Mac, and I'm going to be getting a Mac for my film business too, my videography company too, so that's most definitely, it's on the roster, it's in that chamber, it's most definitely upgrade to a Mac, but not right now. I'm trying to save as much money as I can, but those Macs are $3,500, $2,500 in the ones you need. You just can't go get no indie Mac. You need a Mac with a lot of RAM. My guy just got a Mac with 20 gigs of RAM on it, you know, and he paid over about $4,500 for his Mac, so So it's you can get up there in price versus paying $700-$800 versus paying $4,500, you know. But they do run smoother, and I know Macs do not get viruses. People that like to surf the internet, send files, and do all that other type of stuff. The format on the Mac is so much different.
Well, you know what? Now, I got to give him a little QT that to understand. I want him to, when he gets a chance, go over and check Apple Mac out. They have changed their Mac Pro, their desktop. I don't think it's a better computer because they no longer have the input with it. It's actually like a little round canister. It's not like the silver Mac Pros that people have been grabbing. And I know why they've been grabbing them, because they're no longer, their new series of Macs, it's not included. So go, when you get a chance, go over to their website, and, you know, you'll see. And I think what they're trying to do is drive up the price of the last Mac Pro they put out, the silver one. Because when I saw the new Mac Pro, I was very disappointed with what I was seeing. It's as though they're kind of giving up on the industry side. Everything has got to be an outboard peripheral unit. It's no longer internal. And so when you see it, you'll trip because you'll go, oh, this is not the mechanical tool that they used to claim that they were out there to do. So, you know, just look at that. And, you know, it's word to the wise. I think that's why the price is being driven up on the Mac Pros in the silver cabinets, because the new ones are just, they're unbelievable. They're just tiny little units. And they're, and to me, it's an experimental. I'm just not quite liking it. You know, it looks like the old coffee teapots that people used to buy and have the plug in the back of them. You know, I mean, it's like, what the? It was disappointing.
I got a question for you, Rodolfo, because he mentioned something earlier. And by the way, unfortunately, he's on a tour bus, and so he's going through Pekin Valley, so he may have dropped off, and his phone may have ran out, just to let you know,
because he's traveling.
But I do have a question for you. As far as he mentioned something about, you know, he's not the best expert when it comes to mixing down. Now, in a home studio recording setting, if I take, let's say I do the recording of my vocals, I actually lay down the instruments and I do all of that. Lay down some instruments, lay down the beat, you know, different sounds and stuff like this. How do I have to deliver it to an engineer? Do I flatten the sounds, or do I, you know, do I bring it all to you in layers, different tracks, so
okay,
that each
listen,
one
listen
of them can
this.
Be adjusted?
Okay. Now I'm gonna. This is going to be a golden moment. This is something that should be sold.
Okay, hold on. Voila! Okay, I had a sound effect, so I had to do that.
Well, yeah, guess what? We should even have the little, you know, fireworks in the sky, because this is something that people don't say to each other.
Okay.
When you hear a CD, if you were to go out and you were to buy a CD and you listen to the mixed down CD mastered, doesn't it sound like the singer and the musicians are all in the same room and together? Well, see, the problem when you lay tracks down, one is over the other, the next, and then the vocalist has and must sound as though he's inside of the music, inside of the the production, not riding on top of it, and the production is somewhere else in another room or somewhere else down a way away from it. He's inside of the mix. Now, there's tricks to that. There's the vocal track in stereo, the vocal track going to the left, the vocal track going to the right. That's three tracks. The music is in stereo. So what happens, by reducing the volume of the vocalist, he becomes inside the music. A lot of people doing music don't realize that. The vocal is supposedly put inside of the product, the music behind it. So he sounds like we're all surrounded. He's surrounded by the music. He's in it. They're in the same room. And that's what the mistake a lot of young artists do. They'll buy a beat, and then they'll lay a track on top of it. Now, see, there it goes. They lay a track on top of it, but they don't realize the track is supposed to be inside of it, not on top of it. They work together. The magic of being able to sound professional. Then you have, you know, your automation and what have you that you do. But that one key can save you from going to the guys that mix it. That's all they're doing. They're putting the voice inside so it sounds like the music, and you are all in the same room playing a song. It's a marriage. Didn't
wow,
know that.
You made it sound so easy.
Well, see, nothing's complicated. It's science.
That's science.
That's all it is. It's not hard. It's experimentation. And you learn. And so, therefore, it's not hard. It's not magic. It's easy.
So... But you're saying the basic 3-year-old can just get up and do this?
If he live with me.
It still takes experience.
If he live with me, they don't get fed unless they can do it.
Man, that's so sad to hear that you do your family like that.
Well, you know, the world's rough on everybody, so, hey, if you don't let them know how rough the world is at home, then guess what? They'll never know. Nah, I'm not like that. But
no wonder,
they
that's
do
how
only
you get that name, Raw Dog. I see
that.
Check
this out. They can only eat $2.50 worth
now.
Of food a day. They'll tell you they can only eat $2.50 worth of food a day.
Wow. I'm glad being my daddy.
Yeah, okay. So that's when I go to sleep, they be tipping toeing in the kitchen. No, it ain't like that. But listen,
I do have another question for you.
Okay.
So let's say I'm going out shopping, right?
You're going out shopping.
Yeah, I'm going shopping. And now in my decision going out today, I'm kind of indecisive to which one I should go about getting. Should I get me an analog recorder, a digital recorder, a digital audio workstation?
Well, okay. Are you a singer or are you a musician? And you are trying to create...
I am a broadcaster. Don't you know what I do?
No. I mean, but the artists, you know, the young folks, some of them want to create beats. Some of them want to rap. So,
okay.
You know, there's two outlets. You know, you got to look in both directions. when you say, okay, if you want to be a beat maker, then, you know, you need at least a program that is going to allow a keyboard, a MIDI controller, not a synthesizer, but a MIDI controller, and a program that's got the plugins for the different instruments that you can activate by playing the MIDI keyboard. Now, that's going to take, a little bit of musical point of knowledge, you know, on the notes, you know, C, D, E, F, G, A, you know, and, you know, to know those positions. Yes.
Right. Look out the window. Look at your window. Do you see it? Bright, shiny.
Let me lower my glasses.
Bright, shiny, and yellow. It's the big yellow bus. What does MIDI stand for, Rondo?
Man, I was ready. I was suited, booted, and strapped. What the what? You ain't right. Boy, mental illness is a terrible thing.
Oh, yeah, God. Yeah. I just took my medicine, so I'm good.
Well, you did tell me you went to the clinic today. Okay.
Man's got to do what man's got to do.
Yeah, you little rock thrower, you. But you got me good. You got me good. But guess what? I will get you.
You're going to send somebody for me.
Oh, you know what they say.
Get in line. Somebody else going to send somebody for me tonight,
you know,
anyway.
Only a fool tells you he's tough.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
See, I know you got a tank, a gorilla, and a cage. Now, which one are you going to put him in first? You going to let the gorilla women, and then you going to put him in the cage? Are you which way is that going?
I'm going to take him down.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, let's get back to the topic. What is MIDI, Rondo?
MIDI is, you know what? I went back to my old school.
But I can tell you what you can't tell us. That's why I did that. That's why I said it was that bus out there. Anyway, but I know what you can tell me about MIDI, what it does, the functionality of it.
Mm-hmm. Functionality. Okay,
yeah,
now, you know what?
Tell us
now,
about the functionality.
Well, you know, MIDI is a transmission of pushing a key on a either MIDI control, which is like a piano keyboard. They have MIDI controls, which are just square pads, which are, I believe they call them nanos. They're just square pads like little, you know, like on the drum machines used to have. Or samplers have their pads that you can push that will trigger in the program or outboard equipment that you have different sounds in so that they can be recorded. MIDI is the second stage for anyone that's going to do a home studio. You know, and that's why I said if you are a singer and a rapper, MIDI, that costs a little bit more.
You were talking about the MIDI controller? That's the controller is different from a synthesizer. In other words, the controller has no sound to it if you were to just play it. It has to be plugged into something that send the signal over to your software or whatever. Am I correct?
Yes, to the
software.
Well, see, now there's where, okay, in Mac, the music program is Logic Pro, which is equivalent to Pro Tools. You know, a lot of people say Pro Tools because Pro Tools is a PC music program. It's the top one for PCs. But the top one for Mac is Logic Pro. Now, these come with MIDI instruments, and that's instruments that are controlled by playing a musical keyboard in the format as though you were playing the piano. See, so what happens is it triggers the notes in those scales or the sound that the programmed instrument is supposed to create. Now, MIDI can activate what they call samples of voices saying different things. By hitting the keyboard, it'll say, yeah, man. Or hitting the keyboard, it'll say, oh, no. Or by hitting the keyboard, you hear the horn honking. You hear that horn honking? No, you don't. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to get you to that buzz. Boy, I swear it's going to roll back and forth when it gets there. But no, you know, so when you say MIDI, it can trigger sound effects. It can trigger, you can play the keys in chord progressions or in a pattern, and it will play, you'll sound like a guitar. You'll sound, you know, you can play bass notes if that's the plug-in that you're using in the program to create a bass line. And, you know, that's for the musical side. That has nothing to do with the vocal. That has nothing to do with microphones. That's all internal within the program or the added software that you can purchase that will be what they call plug-in or the instrument, the software instrument. You know, we call, you know, when we say plug-ins, there are different types of plug-ins. So let's just use the word software instrument when we say MIDI so that you can understand that it's not a true piano, it's not a true saxophone, but they have been created to reproduce those instruments in a musical software recording program.
Tell me this, Rodolfo. We're going to do a wrap-up roundup, and I want to know something. If you were going to set me up today on a home recording studio, what would I need? Starting with what?
Computer.
I need a computer. Bam. That's number one, because without the computer, you can't record. Am I correct?
Well, you cannot record. No.
You're trying to tell me I can't use a digital recorder and record into a I just want to make sure that I can't record into a little digital recorder on my phone or something like that. That don't work for studio recording. I just want to know.
Look at it.
Gotta get some answers here, buddy.
And you're right, and you are definitely right. There are different ways of recording. Yes, there are different ways. You can record if you find an old cassette a recorder. There are so many different ways, but what goal are you trying to achieve? You know, when we talk about a studio, we're in the digital age, and you're talking about the cell phone, which is probably like, you know, it would be the lowest form of being able to really, really do a vocal. I've heard it have been done, but what it was received with and transcribed through and enhanced through was one heck of a machine. Now, you know, I mean, things like that can be done. Yes, Poetic, you can start recording today on your cell phone.
Just wanted to know. Okay. Just wanted to know. Is it necessary that I buy a microphone? I'm talking about now. Let's say I do want to get this home studio record. Should I buy, can I buy a basic mic that under $99 and get a good reception from it? Or do I need to buy me a high-performance mic so it can capture good audio and communicate good audio out when I do my recording? Just want to know.
Oh. Okay, so if you're putting on the clown outfit and juggling and what have you, and you're singing, hey, it's, watch me. Okay, cheap microphone might do that, but are you a singer? And what type of voice do you have? See, microphones react to the sound that goes into them, you know, and there are people that, you know, scream. There are people that sing. There are people that rap. An inexpensive microphone, let's say a $100 microphone, you know, now to some people that might sound like a mountain, and I understand that. Now, there, you know, you can get a used one. When we start talking about electronics, we're talking about computers and interfaces and programs and what have you. But microphones, you can get a used one. You know, you treat it like a baby. You know, you're not carrying it around from place to place. You make sure it works, and your cord from that, it would depend upon your interface, okay? Now, you know, there's what they call phantom, and they, you know, on the interface, which means that if you have a higher quality microphone, it will supply the power for that microphone to work. Okay, there is a power point on that, you know, and there are microphones that have no power supply that are the more inexpensive microphones. And it just depends on how you treat that vocal after you've got it recorded. There are software plugins that an EQ, which is generally a plug-in that comes with most programs, that you will use to add bass, maybe take out some of the treble, add mid. Then there are other plug-ins that will enhance your voice, warmth. You know, there's what they call white noise, which is if you're starting a studio in your home, you may not be aware of noise nuances that are in your home that you just become accustomed to. You know, bumps, clicks, twits, hums, beeps, all of those things can be picked up. So, you know, plug-ins and what have you can possibly take out some noise. You know, light hum, computer hum. You know, if you're starting at home, you don't necessarily have a booth. So, you know, there are rumbles and what have you that go on in the atmosphere that you just, you're not aware of, you're immune to because they happen all the time, but the microphone is going to pick that up and you're going to hear it. So, you know, yeah, you can be inexpensive with your microphone. You know, I've got like four levels of microphones, you know, so some are better for than others. It depends upon the production.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, unfortunately, our time is running out. And
what
we
do you mean,
really
time running out?
He tried me. Y'all see how this man is?
Yeah, I'm looking for that bus. I'm trying to throw you under.
You got jokes. You know, we have committed to ending the show so we can extend it with music every night. We did that for the people so we can get their music on every night and make sure that we do embrace the public. That's what it's about. So
yeah, I know. We're getting so much of it, you know, that, hey, this is what you got to do.
That's right. You got music, www.hiphopnational.com. And I want to do a shout-out. Glenn, I appreciate you for coming through, man. I appreciate you. I see you there, brother. We are about to end the show. And I want to thank all of those who come out all the time to support us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio tonight. What is the basic setup of a home recording? Very good show, by the way, guys. We had a nice time tonight, and I hope you guys go back and listen to the archives. It's available for this week. Anyway, you know, Raw Dog, Dr. AT, take it away.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. AT.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. AT. Dr. AT. Dr. AT.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise! Come on, don't be shocked, we gon' give him praise! Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else great.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjured. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear the trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs.
No,
read up on your words too and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I'll get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
Start repeating,
yeah.
It's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I'll get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Jesus came and died for the whole.
You and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold. Confess it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart. He never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me.
Now check me out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Hey.
Go ahead, I get a little praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
Hey.
Get down on your knees, let him know that.
Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungrater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days.
He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Hey, go ahead and get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen, wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mama she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talents, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky, trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, maybe we're just crazy. My baby mother's in heaven, my oldest daughter is 7. I only listen to angels cause all the demons be yelling. Raised by felons, so I grew up never telling. Even when the decomposing body was smelling, I never told the reverend. Grew up rebelling and selling on corners that was like Mexican borders. If you were slow like a tortoise, then you can roll with the ballers and callers. Illegal adventures and beamers and benches. We sit on the benches, smoking the trenches. The rain used to drench us, everything was surreal. The weapons concealed, I say what I feel. I pray when I kneel, in time of reveal. The reason for living, receiving and giving. A gift or the ribbon ain't nothing worth going to prison, but what are our choices? Do you hear our voices, or are they just noises? Are we born to die? Is that why you lie and never reply? Are we supposed to wait for him to come back from the sky? Or are UFOs gonna take our human soul?
Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a game?
My grandma watches over me from a cloud. She makes sure I don't end up face down on the ground. I could feel her pushing me when I'm standing around, like a dealer pushing weed from a dime to a pound. I remember seeing bodies drop after the sound from manipulated minds that wanted the crown. Everybody in my town walks around with a frown from a man. niggas die, but none of them drown. It's a shame how they put the cane all in our lane. Robbers with the game, who's to blame? They all the same, cause we were set up to lose. No matter what road you choose, I know you see all the clues. Even when you watch the news, they try to give you the blues. They try to leave you confused, and how we went from Egyptians to getting convictions, to getting eviction notices. It's like no one notices. Is killing us without condolences.
Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a game? What if nothing's what it seems? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a scheme? What if nothing's what it seems?
Next on deck, Beast Hollywood. Shorty going crazy.
Leave me alone.
Next on deck, Change the World.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
We don't need no more bloodshed, no more gunslinging. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK to step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretchers. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside.
When all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fist in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, one light, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First thing first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Marie,
we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the
on,
world.
LaRue and Palmerie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
It
takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many young is getting pie. I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. The family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police around us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. Wanna fatten your wallet, then go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan, LaRue, Palmerie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
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 Lines up for a new beginning. Believe me when I say we could change the world.
We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Next on deck, Love You 4.
GSC, them girl, you're not easy. Me, I tell you, believe me. She will love you for your rims, she will love you for your car. Love you for your things, to your buying out the bar. She love me to me sing, in her eyes me a shine like a star. Love me for the bling, to me link with her for now. She love the bar, love party, love the caviar. Wine her body, be the seminar. She want to be with the stars. You can know what she love you for. What she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. me to reap some reward. She took it for granted, I play a wild card. The day I boil down, be a touch back at your yard. Tell the work as I get a dive with that. While on the road, you are is no life hard. You tell that, so you love the woman at your yard. Say you are go buy the tickets and I go abroad. He bought her fresh live red roses. Want to surprise her deep on toe. As him approach the door, he mere moans and groans. Peep through the window and slide through the door. She never hear him coming on the carpet floor. To his surprise, in front his eyes, I don't know the neighbor between him wife's eyes. Oh, let him get by him get by. You can know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. The story not done. She mess with love. She a explain. Him says she's up. The neighbor try run. Him grab him by the shirt. Make another escape with a thump and a cut. Say him can't believe all them things yeah him work for. Think him life is colorful and bright like birds. It hurts her. Thinks say a blessing but a curse her. Can't believe the girl really denied the nurture. You can know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So low motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm following my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A.Z. Touchdown like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fly. First class to be exact, to the south side shy. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern house of cow. With tea, plus they can hear it in my speech. Heard a brother film records, now the city claim me. That's west coast, down south, midwest keys. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. Often asked which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place up the room, the man at the sea. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like,
hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for other artists and did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty, let's get on the
for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.